Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Today's reading is the wedding at Cana from John chapter 2, 1 through 11. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it, and when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. I'm really struck. There's so much that I've been taught about this passage. There's so much to take from this passage. As I was reflecting on it, I was really moved and reminded. Back in high school, I was starting to get into my faith. I had been to a camp, and I had had this powerful encounter with Jesus. And I came back desirous to give my entire life to him. But the only thing I knew how to do was to pray the rosary. And I knew there was other things we did at the camp, but I hadn't really been taught anything else. But I remember having this really powerful grace to almost every day pray the rosary. As someone who's nothing else had really changed, I hadn't made a lot of changes in my life. I was still living many of the sinful ways. All of my exterior surroundings were the same. But for some reason, I knew to pray the rosary. I love that Jesus' work begins by Mary's petition. Right? We have this line, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His first miracle comes at the request of his mother. And I don't know if they did this intentionally. I don't know if there's further dialogue in the gospel, but there's almost this even like awkward. Jesus makes a statement, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." And she doesn't even respond to him. She speaks to the disciples, saying, "Do whatever he tells you." Jesus loved his mother. He knew his mother's heart. And there's almost this obedience to his mother that is lived out in the way he performs miracles, that he does his work. Simply today, my hope is that we can entrust ourselves more fully to the Blessed Mother, that we can honor the obedience that Jesus shows his mother, and have a respect for that and allow that to be the means for his work to be done in our life. Let us pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.